This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Steve Inskeep is on assignment in Egypt. The governments of France and Great Britain said this morning they are preparing to engage in military action to protect civilians in Libya against attacks by forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi. Those announcements came after the UN Security Council last night authorized the enforcement of a no-fly zone in Libya and other military measures to protect civilians. In response to the UN action, the Libyan government this morning announced an immediate ceasefire. Here is Libya's foreign minister, Moussa Koussa.
Therefore, Libya has decided an immediate ceasefire and the stoppage of all military operations.
Joining us now to discuss these developments is NPR's Tom Gelton. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
This ceasefire announcement by Libya was obviously prompted by the UN action last night. Could you talk about what the UN specifically called for?
Linda, it established a no-fly zone in Libya, and what that means is that other countries are authorized to stop Gaddafi's regime from using any aircraft, no fighter jets, no helicopters, no flying. Those other governments now have the UN's permission to fly their own fighters over Libya, shoot down Gaddafi's aircraft, and go after anti-aircraft weapons on the ground, radar stations that could threaten planes enforcing this no-fly zone. So that means airstrikes. But it goes beyond that. The resolution authorizes UN member states to take all necessary measures to protect civilians. That is sweeping language. It says that Gaddafi's forces, for example, if they're attacking a town with tanks or heavy artillery, this resolution authorizes outside governments to go after those tanks or artillery, helicopters, anything threatening civilians, and it calls for everything except an occupation force, so there'll be no foreign boots on the ground.
Does this mean when Libya says that calls for a ceasefire, does that mean that we're unlikely to see any of that happen right away?
Probably so. It appears the world is willing to give Gaddafi an opportunity here to pull back. We have tape this morning of British Prime Minister David Cameron speaking to the BBC today. Here's what he said about Gaddafi's ceasefire promises.
We will judge him by his actions, not his words. What is absolutely clear is the UN Security Council resolution says he must stop what he's doing, brutalizing his people. If not, all necessary measures can follow to make him stop. That is what we agreed last night. That is what we're preparing for, and we'll judge him by what he does.
As for those preparations, Linda, Prime Minister Cameron told the British Parliament earlier that British fighter jets and their crews are being moved today to forward locations and that they would be taking part in any military action against Libya.
Any indication of how much time these governments will give Gaddafi?
Well, I think this announcement does buy him time. A French government spokesman this morning said there would be prompt military action against Gaddafi forces like tanks if they were moving on Benghazi, the rebel stronghold. But if there are no military operations by the Gaddafi forces, it's unlikely there'll be any military action by other governments. Now, establishing a no-fly zone is much more complicated. That would take time.
How likely is it that U.S. forces will take part in any of this military action?
We'll see what President Obama says when he talks about this afternoon. The U.S. role in any no-fly zone is key. On the other hand, the Obama administration does not want this looking like a U.S. operation. It was important, I think, for the United States to get Britain and France to take the lead. It was also important to get an endorsement from the Arab League, which they got this last weekend. And I think that the United States wants Arabs to participate in this action.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome, Linda.
NPR's Tom Gelton.